Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mike Ralston, CEO of Blencow Resources, BRES, the sticker there. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you've got your maiden JORC resource out, and you know, it's quite quick to market. You haven't been on the market for long, so you're obviously working very fast there. We'll dig into that, and there's some impressive figures, double, you know, what we thought there. So we'll dig into that. Before we do, Mike, as always, for people not quite familiar with Blencow, can you explain what the company's about, please?
Okay, Blencow Resources acquired the Orem Cross graphite project in Uganda approximately 1 year ago. This is a huge 2 to 3 billion ton graphite project, most of it near to surface. We believe it's going to present as one of the big graphite projects in the world going forward. We've obviously got a lot of work to do to build it up into a production phase. And as you said a moment ago, we're working very quickly to move through the various stages to get there. But it's a very exciting project, and we're obviously big battery metals believers. And we have some exciting news today in terms of our maiden JORC resource.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's dig into this, Mike. Give us some of the highlights from the JORC resource there.
Well, I think the most important thing to note is that we've achieved a JORC resource of 16.3 million tonnes, and we set out to target around 8 to 10 million. So we've almost doubled what we thought we would get in that particular area, which is significant. And I think within that particular 16 million, we've got a higher grade zones of approximately 3 million tonnes at 8% total graphitic content. So there is considerable scope in terms of getting higher grade product out the ground first and then moving on from there. What I would also add is that it's all near to surface, from surface to a depth of 30 metres, and there's plenty more mineralisation down below that if we wanted more tonnes going forward. And furthermore, the higher grade camp lode, which is the deposit that we found near to the area that we were drilling and where we plan to put our plant, the camp lode has not even been brought into this JORC resource. The grade variability and the non-uniformity of the spacing and the ability to bring it into this particular JORC resource just wasn't there. So we're going to have a next program in terms of drilling it going forward, and we'll obviously be bringing that camp load in the next phase. But we're very excited. This is proving to be an exceptional deposit, and there's a lot of tons of graphite in there.
Yeah. Well, I said, so would it be fair to say, in summary, you know, it's exceeded expectations, and there's a lot more potential there?
I think so. It's definitely exceeded our expectation in terms of the size. As I said, almost double what you're going to target in a particular area obviously does exceed expectations. But I think at the same time, we want to achieve that 8% grade, average grade level. And we think that we can do that, and we should have done that, particularly if we had included the camp load deposit in there. So the grade will lift as we bring in the additional deposit and the additional resources in the next phase. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We know there's a lot of graphite there. The next phase is just going to be tightening it all up, getting a better understanding of the geotech, and really moving us in all shapes and forms down towards that next stage, which is obviously going to be getting to a pre-feasibility study as soon as possible.
Yeah. And that's the next step, Nick, into a pre-feasibility study. So how long does that take, Mike?
Well, we've got a couple of steps that we have to do first. Mm. As I said a minute ago, we're going to be planning a next phase of drilling, which is always going to be done in terms of getting geotech information. We're going to drop a couple more holes into both the northern syncline lode and the camp lode in order to bring both of them further tons, better grade, and to tighten it up to get it into an indicated or measured category. So the next round of drilling over the next couple of months. In parallel with that, we've got our samples in Canada at the SGS undergoing MET test work. And that MET test work is very, very important in terms of understanding what our end product is going to look like. So in the next couple of months, we will get moving forward in terms of the drill program to get an even better resource in the next phase of JORC and getting the MET test results. Once those are both done, then we'll be moving to a preliminary economic assessment, and that'll come in the second half of this year. And then as soon as we've got the revised JORC out, which will be in the later part of this year, we'll be obviously moving into that pre-feasibility study with a view towards getting it out either late this year or early into 2022.
Yeah. And what's your on a personal level, I mean, you know, the figures stand themselves, but what's your thoughts so far? You impressed? Are you happy with it, Mike?
I'm very happy with it. I believed all along that this is an exceptional resource. We acquired the project because it's in a very safe location. Uganda is a very safe location to develop a long-term project. There's a lot of good things going for it in terms of its location. And it was all about finding out what's in the particular area that we plan to mine first. And when you go and do the drilling and come up with double the amount of tons, it's quite exciting. So my view is that this is going to be a great project. There's obviously MET test results that have to come into it to understand what that product's going to look like so we can understand who we're going to sell it to. But at the moment, the project is looking very, very good, and we'll continue to work as hard as we've done so far going forward.
Yeah. And let's be honest, like I say, it's a very hot space, isn't it, for people not familiar with graphite. Just explain, you know, how it plays into the EV trend, if you could.
Yeah, I will. I mean, for those people that don't understand, everybody sees what's happening in terms of the electric vehicle market. Tesla in the news all the time. VW are moving very quickly to try and become the European Tesla, I suppose. And everybody has these crazy targets in terms of how many EVs are going to be around. Somewhere in the region of 200 to 600 million by 2030. And we've only got 11 million in the world today. So there's huge growth expected. And every one of these vehicles is going to have a lithium-ion battery included. And a major component of the anode which goes into that lithium-ion battery is flake graphite. So our product that we will be mining and selling is going to be a key component into the EV market in terms of the batteries. And for that reason, we believe demand for flake graphite is going to rise, and prices will rise accordingly over the next 5 to 10 years. And we're in the right place at the right time with a project that's just going to get better and better, and a market that's going to get hotter and hotter. So all in all, we think it's a great time to be in this space, and we're going to just keep doing our business.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, well, as always, Mike, on the podcast, I highlight the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. So to get on that list, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So if you could, give us 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Blenkow Resources to their watch list, please.
Justin, the first thing I'd say is we've got a great project. At the end of the day, anyone can spin what they like on mediocre projects. But if you've got a great project that's got size and scale and grade and location and near to surface for low mining costs, the actual economics around this project are very, very good. And that's certainly something that we're very proud of. The second part, I think, is that we've got a very good team. We're raising the right amount of money to get work done. We're keeping the structure tight. We're working the share price. We're doing everything possible to make sure that our shareholders and our followers in this particular company are going to be excited about it as we are, and obviously successful going forward. And then the third one is just this macroeconomic market and within it, the EV explosion that is not only happening today, but is forecast to go even bigger going forward. And it's going to be a journey. I think we're all going to be watching it with wide open eyes, and obviously as Blenco is a key player in that graphite space, we are a very, very highly leveraged into that particular market going forward.
Marvellous stuff. Mike, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.